If you're get up in the morning and you drink something for breakfast, usually it's a cup of
coffee.
When you say you want some coffee, say I'm going to go to the stove and some coffee. I'm going to go to the
stove and get some coffee.
But before you get it, you got to do something. Before you pour it, you got to do something. You got to put it together, more or less. Say I'm going to. We need some coffee. Why don't you go to the stove and
make some coffee?
Make some coffee.
Okay. Yeah, make it.
And how about apple pie dishes? You ever have any different kinds of apple pie dishes? Apple pie constructions? what do you call it?
Dutch apple pie, is that what you mean?
Yeah, or any.
And
any dish pies?
Deep dish.
That, what does that have? No crust or something?
It's an open face pie.
You ever call it cobbler?
Yes. But that isn't though. That's
something different?
That's rolled up into a little pie with the crust folded over.
What was that that was rolled up on?
The cobbler.
Get the pronunciation.
Into a little.
Right. Okay. Don't forget. Don't be bashful. It's time. If you're thirsty, you go get a
drink.
Drink
of.
Drink of water.
In fact, you drink it out of a what? Out of a
glass.
So you might say, "I'm going to go get a
glass of water."
Dipper. I used to. Failed years ago.
Oh, that was before the plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard people, even after plumbing's inside, refer to them. They always had a tin cup, even though they had a sink and dishes available, and they talk about getting a dipper of water.
Uh-huh.
We hang on to the tradition.
Yeah, that's right.
Today I drank some water. Yesterday I
drank.
And you might ask him, well, how much water have you
drunk?
And your visitor comes to eat with you, and you say, well, don't stand there, just go ahead and
help yourself.
Or before you help yourself, you're standing up, you see.
Be seated. Sit down. That's what we say.
And where am I? So he went over and sat there. And you said, help yourself. That's when you want to get some past sadism. But he doesn't like broccoli, and that's what you're serving. And so how can he say he can't stand the stuff without offending you? Or how can you say it without offending the people who you're visiting? You say, oh,
I'm sorry.
But
you don't like it.
Don't like it. It's a very tricky situation to be in.
I don't like it.
Best thing to do is eat it and not say anything,
I guess. So, but, if you don't like broccoli, you can't eat it.
You have the same thing for supper. By the way, what do you call a noon meal?
Well, we still call it dinner here. We have our dinner at noon.
And the evening meal is?
Is supper.
We still call it that, too. But I want to get straight on this so you can understand what I meant. If you have the same thing for supper that you had for dinner, you say, we're just going to have some leftovers. And the steak was so tough that I couldn't chew it.